Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Good Stuff. We're happy you're here. It's Mike and Kim Burge from the heart city of Allentine. Joel Deering's 30th annual Cheyenne Charlet sale is Tuesday, March 7th at Philip Livestock. 70 yearling bulls and 15 powerful coming twos. Online for details, it's CheyenneCharlet.com. Ranch raised, rancher approved. Deering's Cheyenne Charlet sale in Philip, South Dakota, 2 p.m. on Tuesday, March 7th.
Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is the place to shop. They are open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can go by appointment. They've got a huge variety of items, and it's well worth taking time to check them out.
Evenson Angus 43rd annual sale will be in Lemon, South Dakota, Thursday, March 16th, 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Lunch at noon. 70 yearling Angus bulls, 50 fall bulls, 40 commercial heifers, and 10 registered heifers. Go online for a full catalog at evensonangus.com. Thursday, March 16th at 1 o'clock at Lemon Livestock, Evenson Angus.
Hey, Mike, Americans know that they should never run a red light, or they shouldn't steal an item from a grocery store. But what about selling a car in Missouri on a Sunday? Actually, that too is illegal. I've got some other odd illegal rules that are still outstanding. In Alabama, there is a criminal code that states that no person shall pretend to be a minister of religion or any other member of the clergy. Can't pretend to be a nun, a priest, a rabbi, none of them. If the law is broken, the person is guilty of a misdemeanor, and you can be punished with a fine of $500 or confinement in a county jail for not more than 1 year, or both the fine and imprisonment. And in Alaska, you should not operate motorcycles or loud power tools at night. That's right. In Fairbanks, Alaska, it's illegal to operate or use loud instruments between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m., according to the city's code of ordinances. In Arizona, it is illegal to mess with a crane game. Now, no person shall alter the game, so the claw, you know, the claw that comes down to grab things?
Oh, yeah, one of those in an arcade game.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you can't alter the game, so the claw is unable to grab prizes. Display prizes in a way where the claw is unable to grasp those prizes. Use money as prizes or award prizes in the game, which are redeemable for cash or currency, the law says. It's also against the law to misrepresent the value of the prizes that a person may win in a crane game. Breaking this law is a Class 1 misdemeanor. Now we know what a crane game is.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about that, I guess.
Yes. Okay. Now, what about Arkansas? You're probably wondering about laws that they still have in effect.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Forget about beeping a horn after 9 p.m. at sandwich shops. In Arkansas, no person shall sound the horn on a vehicle at any place where cold drinks or sandwiches are served after 9 p.m., according to Little Rock's Code of Ordinance.
You know, the thing about that is they're a law because they had a problem with that at some time.
I'm guessing that they must have. It must have been a big problem because they had to make a law.
Yep.
In 2020, Reuters also reported on Arkansas Title I, which addresses the pronunciation of the state name. General Provisions Chapter 4 on state symbols, motto, and etc. states that Arkansas should be pronounced in three syllables, with the final S silent, the A in each syllable with the Italian sound, and the accent on the first and last syllables. And it looks like there's enough time to tell you about California. Did you know in California you can't eat frogs that die in frog jumping competitions?
Doesn't surprise me.
California's Fish and Game Code Article 2, Frog Jumping Contests, 6880 to 6885 states that any number of live frogs are allowed to be used in frog jumping contests. Should one of the poor creatures pass on or be killed during the competition, however, it must be destroyed as soon as possible and may not be eaten or otherwise used for any other purpose.
Well, folks, thanks for listening to this edition of The Good Stuff. If you have items to be considered, please send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at them and include the author, if you know who that is, please. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.